This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Well, hello, friends. My name is Lawrence Cruz, and welcome to New Every Day. I was talking off camera with my friend James Burgess, author of the book here, Beyond the Breakers. And we decided that we think there's enough in the heart of this author right now to just go for another show. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking for Jeff Weston, he's away on business. So he'll be back soon, and we'll look forward to co-hosting again. James, thanks again for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
We enjoyed the last time together, and I remarked how your heart was captivating.
Yeah.
And I loved hearing the passion, seeing it, feeling it. Mm-hmm. And to be alongside, like, here's the book, here's the author. This is a brand new experience. I've never actually had that privilege.
Yeah.
And so it's a great thing. So thank you so much for talking to us about The Compass. It's almost like a template, if you will,
yeah,
right, of how to navigate through what this art, mastering the lifetime art of exploration. And it's a great template.
Yeah.
And we talk significantly, or at least, well, about a lot of things, but the southern part of the compass representing our past.
Yeah.
And where people would be stuck. And I believe the word recovery, mm-hmm, came up there, and that's where, if I'm not mistaken, like there's something to mine,
yeah,
in this subject in your heart. Can you enlighten us? Talk to us about this, or whatever, yeah, else is on your heart, James.
Yeah.
We give you full rein here just to speak to us today.
Well, when you talk about recovery, we sometimes will get into that place where it seems like a never-ending tunnel that we have to travel down, and it's almost like, well, why am I still here? Why am I still doing these things? Why? And sometimes we can actually, in our Christian walk, we can get into this place where we're always going to the altar. We're always going to the altar. We're always trying to lay the same thing, the same thing. And there's nothing that snaps a lethargy or even a depressed apathy than purpose. Nothing snaps it faster than purpose in my books.
Mm.
So I wrote in the book a concept called destination displaces despair. And what I'm writing there is I'm trying to express that my frustration of all the wonderful cloudy terminology that we use in modern church culture is, you know, you have a destiny. Well, I don't know what that destiny is. Well, in order for you to make progress, you have to actually open up a map and put a destination on that map. And then what happens is you will guide your ship in such a way as that it will heighten the potential of you getting to that destination. Your behavior changes.
Right? Okay, you're helping me. I'm onto something, because I've been in those meetings where people, mm-hmm, said, you have a destiny, and you know what? I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go out and say, okay, great, I got a destiny. Now what?
Yeah.
And I feel like you're addressing that.
Well, it's not just going to be given to you. I know that God has great things for you and for me and for you. But some of these things just aren't going to just kind of be handed to you. There are things in our character that need to be developed. Mm. Perseverance. I made the mistake of asking God in James, okay, where it talks about if you have perseverance, you lack nothing. And that was a 2-year lesson that I got. We had a breaking of a business, breaking of relationships, and my kids were very affected by that journey. But the end conclusion, when my sons were looking at me with tears in their eyes to say, Daddy, what happened?
Mm.
And I just prayed this in my own spiritual walk. I just quietly looked into my son's eyes as a little boy and I said, son, money can be replaced, time cannot. So destination displaces the despair. So if you don't have that locked in point of progress, if you don't decide on what you want to achieve, and we work with people to establish, you know, weekly, daily, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, and then lifetime kind of achievement, right? Destinations.
Mm.
That's what we help people do. So what happens is I ended up taking that time as very objective. Now, I didn't enjoy it. It was a 2-year walk, but the concept of perseverance is that my life is valuable. It's too valuable to be wasted. So when I'm looking at the world around me and asking them to pay attention to me for mm-hmm. whatever reason, if I don't believe my life is valuable, why should I expect you to do the same?
Wow.
Right? So I'm trying to find that. And I did not have counselors around me. I did not have treatment people to help me get through that. Right? So destination displaces despair. Now.
Okay, James, can I?
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? Not at all. I'm wanting to be sensitive to what I'm feeling in my heart here. I'm thinking there's somebody watching, quite possibly. And you're one of these people. You've been dealt a broken situation, like James mm-hmm. just said. Mm-hmm. And like you just said, and it took you 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now, and perhaps, I don't know, maybe you were spinning or didn't know, were you, I don't know, but for whatever, even if you just from day one said, I'm going to do something about this, it was a 2-year journey, right?
Yeah.
So these things take time. And yet some of us, you know, maybe you're watching or you know somebody, they don't seem to be able to get out of that place mm-hmm. of what I call it, brokenness, disillusionment, mm-hmm. hurt, all of the above, and add a whole bunch of other things too. Mm-hmm. And James, I'm hearing you say that you have found a key. Now, I know you're not saying it's the only thing, but yeah. you've got a tool that actually helps people mm-hmm. get unstuck.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. See, I just feel like I want to say to someone, like it's me, I need this at times. Hey, can we get a highlighter out here for a second and say, we're listening to an author that God has placed things in his heart to help people get unstuck from places that have caused you to be stuck where you're, well, it's not that you don't need to be stuck there. Yeah. And that there's such a privilege to be able to move forward. And now again, so picking up, what did you say? Something displaces?
Destination displaces despair. It's keeping our eyes fixed. Now, there's scripture that talks about keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith.
Okay, keep going. I'm just shouting my amens.
You know, I just want to bless people out there that are attuned to their word of God, and I want to bless your heart today that in a spiritual sense, fixing your eyes on Jesus is that one thing that's going to really help you when the world or when temptation does come in. Well, how do you stop temptation? Well, mm-hmm. the who takes up your whole field of view? So, you know, just to encourage you there, but in life and when we are impressed upon to be fruitful in life, there are certain points that we need to establish and hold ourselves to that path. I remember when I first started my consulting business way back, I really was in self-doubt, and I said, well, Lord, you know, if I'm made in your image, what part of your image do I represent, and will the world want that? And I created this timeline on my wall in my office, and every day I put what I really wanted, objectives, and then I'd write down every day what I actually did to push me forward, because I didn't have a coach, I didn't have a counselor to help me get through that. So
Good for you, man, for doing that.
The days that I walked down and I was going to say, you know, I'm going to pop on my computer and surf the YouTube or whatever, I felt like I didn't have it in me. I felt like a flat tire.
Yeah.
That timeline was a visual. And it was like when I wanted to give up, the timeline said, is my life so cheap that you'll invest all this time and then in a moment of rash emotion or guilt or self-pity, I'll just crumple it up and throw it in the garbage.
You're speaking to yourself at that point.
That's right. So when I'm looking at that graph, that's what it shouted to me in the spirit.
Wow, actually,
so
that's good.
Coming to working with entrepreneurs and that, a couple of valuable points that I've learned from my friends and clients in business is, well, you know, people will ask you, well, what does it take to get to success? Right? What does it take to be successful?
Sure.
And I had a good friend that I often quote, and he was a very well-established man in business. And that question is always a shortcut, right? It's always somebody trying to attempt the shortcut to get to success.
Okay, and stop walking on my toes.
He just said, he just calmly looked at the person and he said, learn to endure. Wow. Learn to endure. So that kind of brings out the concept that if you want a successful life, you want a successful ministry, or you want to kind of flourish, let's use that word instead, then you need to have a very, very strong sense of the value of time. This is not something you're going to get back. God gives you liberally time, but once you spend it, it doesn't come back. So you have to understand the value of time. And that doesn't mean that we walk around like, you know, we're jittery, you know, our seconds are going. What it means is I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to be very diligent to be discerning how I'm investing my time.
Okay. Right? Okay, so this is the comment that I believe you said to your children.
Right.
Can you repeat what you said to them again?
I said, money can be replaced, time cannot. So I, rather than taking my partners to court or whatever the dispute was, I decided that I made the decision, and I did it with my wife's blessing as well, that I will allow God to deal with that, and I will walk with my family and be present for my sons. That was important to me.
Oh my goodness, man.
So, but here's the second second connection to the value of time.
I'll tell you what. What do you think?
Really quick.
Yeah,
you really quick.
Okay. Good.
Is self-respect.
Okay, we're going to pause right there. What a great, well, thanks for making that easy. Friends, we're here with author James Burgess. Hey, I got it. There you go. Beyond the Breakers, available on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. And please don't go away. Come back after a message from our sponsors. Thanks.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
We left at a place, we were talking about this hyphenated word, self-respect. Okay, man, I'm all ears, man. Can you bring us in? I think that's all you need to get started again.
Yeah.
Tell us about this subject, or what were you saying to us?
It's a huge discussion in Christian circles about finding your identity in Christ, and I've always found that to be a very big, big picture that I... almost nebulous. I couldn't really, you know, identity and things. And it's a journey.
Helps me.
But I was in a place where, and I think it's in the book here too, but I was in a place where I was praying and I said, God, you know, I don't have anybody, you know, mentoring me through to this place of strength. I don't have it. I can only depend on you. And you may find yourself in a position right now where you're by yourself, you don't have people around you that understand your circumstance, or you feel like they don't. So I'm going to give you 5 declarative encouragements, and I'd like to pray for your audience if I could.
Oh my goodness, yeah, my heart is open.
Because we'll finish off with one really huge encouragement I think will set some people free. So, and for those of you out there, you might kind of go, well, you know, it sounds a little ABC-ish, James, but trust me on this, I'd like to pray for you.
Well, I'd like to say this, too. See, in reading the book and being privileged to spend some time with you in the recent days, listening to you again now, James, hey, I'm a believer here. No, I get it. This isn't just some static nonsense or formulaic idea, and for that I'm very thankful. Like, I never suspected that it would be, but I just want to say as well to the you who are watching, and it's true, like, because I would lean on the side, well, hang on a second here, I need to check it out, and we need to, but I can commend James to you here that this is something worth listening to. So we're all ears, James. Let's look at these 5 declarative statements.
So in a moment of crisis, I prayed and said, God, help me. And he spoke into my heart. He said, James, what you have is precious. And so right now I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you would take the time, be honest before the Lord, and journey in your book, and discover or meditate on those ideas of, well, what are my gifts? What are my talents? Because God, I was made in your image.
Yeah.
And I have a reason for being here. And what you have is precious, and I challenge you to research the word precious, and it'll provide a whole new three-dimensional meaning to to that declaration. So I pray right now that what you have is precious.
Yeah.
Identify it. Bring it out into the open. Write it down and feel it through. The second declaration is that what you have been given is for a purpose. So Father, I just pray right now that you'd make people's purposes well known and open so that they could see it in an obvious way, that there is a reason for the gifts, the talents, the passions that they carry, and the pressures, and sometimes those feelings of, you know, Lord, I need you, they'll come out and they'll all merge into a sense of purpose. Purpose helps us to put destination on the map, and destination displaces despair. So Father, the declaration of what you have been given is for a purpose. I lay that upon our audience today. The third declaration is where you will be going is offensive. And I know that word, offense, carries a lot of weight in certain conversations, but let me just be clear on this, that your life is not meant to be stagnant. When I say offensive, I mean to take new ground. You're not meant to stand still. You're not meant to just kind of wonder and wander. You're meant to take new ground. And sometimes you are going to offend people by doing new things. But that's okay. That's not necessarily your problem. So I just pray right now that where you're going is going to be offensive. You will take new ground. You will have new purpose. So the fourth declaration is what you will accomplish is awesome. I lay that heavy mantle of expectation on you, because God did not put you here for nothing. He has given and invested talents into you. If you think that you lack the skill, then you go find help with that. You go find somebody that's going to lead you through that, mentor you through that, or push you through that. And what you will accomplish is awesome, not necessarily in the eyes of thousands and millions of people, may not be, but in the life of one. If you make an investment in the life of one person, God's going to remember that. God's going to remember you for that. So what you will accomplish is awesome. Think beyond yourself, right? Invest yourself in the lives of people around you.
Wow.
So the last prayer I have for you is when you are finished, you will have no regret. Father, I just pray right now that you release people from the disappointments of the past, that the new things that you're going to put in front of them are going to be meaningful. They're going to be challenging, and they're going to be blessing on them, and that you will set them free from the constraints of yesterday so that they can march and walk into their preferred future. God, there's so many great things that need to be done in the world today, so many things of influence and people that need to be invested in. I just pray right now that what you have is precious. What you've been given is for a purpose. What you will, where you're going is offensive, and what you will accomplish is awesome. And when you're done, you'll be free from regret. So I thank you, Jesus, for the patience and the interest of our audience today. I thank you for the work of my friend Lawrence. And yeah, amen.
Man, wow.
Oh,
James.
I'm going to leave you this one last statement.
Sure, that's great.
Okay.
We got a few
minutes
yet.
It's time. It's time for us to encourage our brothers and sisters in the faith. It's time for you to have an attitude of discovery and not one of continual recovery. Let's go west.
Wow, okay. Is that okay? So no longer, can we have a couple of seconds. What? Let's get rid of the, let's not stay.
It's time to have an attitude of discovery and not continual recovery.
It's time.
It's selfish for us to continually look to try to get things perfect. You're never going to be completely ready for anything. And there's never going to be a completely perfect time to take a risk.
So then, let's take the risk.
What is faith, right?
What is faith? Let's do it. Some of you, James, thank you for that. Oh, yeah. That's good. Just leaping from your spirit. Like you receive that today, friends? I do. How about we just say, no longer am I going to stay. Some of us might even wallow. Actually, as I was driving here in order to do this episode, I heard there was a teaching on my satellite radio, actually, about some people who just like to stay in Pity City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it becomes so familiar that they're just comfortable there.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing you with grace and with love be that friend who's going to be honest enough to say, hey, take the step out of that place. You don't have to live your entire life in recovery, but instead, well, okay, great. Well, what does that look like then? How about the spirit of Christopher Columbus upon us? How about that, eh? That compass.
Burn the sails. Damn the torpedoes.
Okay, and I understand that. That's right. We're going to win because there's no other way, hey? Yeah. But victory, and I think it's good. And wonderful word of encouragement. I hope you receive it as a word of encouragement. Go ahead and get out of that nest like the little baby eagle. It's time to fly.
Yeah.
And they fly, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And it may feel scary, but they fly.
We were talking just the other day, and it was a word of encouragement to people that sometimes you stand on the precipice of the big wide expanse, and you say, Lord, how can I fly? I feel too heavy with baggage. I feel I'm too broken to be nimble. But the Lord then will remind you that you're making too many assumptions, that you were made to soar, and that He will fulfill His promise for you and in you.
James, I'm glad you got, is there any more oh yeahs in there? Because my goodness, that was worth the price of admission right there, friends. That was amazing. Yeah. James, thank you so much. I'm seeing again that phrase that I highlighted earlier. It's about mastering the art of exploration. And you've got the word, the lifetime art of exploration. Well said, man. Like, see, that's one of those sentences where that says it all. Mm-hmm. You don't need to spit anything out there. That's just all good meat right there. Mastering the lifetime art of exploration. Thank you so much for your time and giving us of your experience in these couple of weeks. James, how long have you been a coach? Can you tell us that? You mentioned earlier, well, this is a coaching, and I wanted to dive in, but you were rolling along so good, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Now it's over 20 years.
20 years? Man, yeah. I'll tell you what, you look good. You look good. I got to bring that up. Yeah, you're welcome. Your wife told me to say that.
No, yeah.
No, she didn't. No,
your
but
check's
just
in the mail.
Okay, that's good. Oh, well, then I'll just tell you this. I just actually was wondering maybe if I could have the number of your barber. Would that be okay?
I'll tell you, it's really cheap.
Oh, friends, really I'll cheap. Tell you what. It's so great to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. Why don't you consider doing this? Share this with a friend. I actually think that what we've heard today is so valuable. You know somebody who perhaps you think is stuck. Maybe they are stuck, and we're not saying anything bad about them, but because we all know what it is to have. Man, life is constantly wanting to anchor us. It's constantly wanting to anchor us to places that will keep us from what God has intended us to be. If you know someone like that, perhaps you can say, hey, I'd like you to listen to this episode. It may be the very thing that just encourages them to get moving in the art of exploration. It'll be a life-changing moment for them. And here it is, to the glory of God, where I love your phrase, where they'll find their preferred future in Christ and bring Him glory and honor. Well, thank you so much, each one, for tuning in. May God richly bless you, and we'll see you again next time.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.